All my life, I've never met someone who makes my heart flutter like you. And I guess what I've been trying to say from the start, nothing that embarrassing. Just, I've lived a life that didn't have too many ups or downs, really. It was monotonous, even if it was depressing. There was a lot of things I wanted to change, but I wasn't brave enough to do it, and I sometimes look back with regret, and you helped me face those times, and it makes me feel like I'm not just some kind of weirdo, you know? You know almost everything about me, but even then, Bunny, I feel like every day I'm learning something new, and yeah, I just get lost in those eyes sometimes, and it seems like all my problems go away, and I get spoiled with your time so much that I... How did you know what I was going to say? I'm worried that maybe I'm too clingy. Maybe that sometimes I might be suffocating you, and I... Well, I appreciate your kiss. I'm serious. You were too... I wasn't sure what to say because I don't want to smother you or prevent you from your dreams because I love you. And especially these holidays, what we've been doing together when we went to the cafe, things as simple as you remembering to kiss me good morning, it all means the world to me. And I live for moments like that. I live for them, and I thrive in those moments that I get to feel like I'm a part of your life, and I feel guilty because sometimes I feel like when you're not there, I forget what to do with myself. I think of those people, those that are crazy about the person they love, and I know deep down I could be crazy about you. I am crazy about you. That's not what I'm saying. It's hard to explain. I want to be the best I can for you. And I want to give back for all those good times you give to me. And that's why I thought it would be a wonderful thing to, express how I was feeling. My deepest thoughts and feelings. That's just it. You make me feel so comfortable, so safe. I've never been able to express myself that well, but you always are patient with me. Even when I choke on my words or I seem to struggle through even the simplest sentences, I can't tell you how much that means to me. I can't explain to you in words what you do to me, baby. You just do it. You make me feel like I'm alive. When so many others, they made me feel like I was just a burden, a blemish. But I'm happy now, and none of them can take that away from me. Nobody who's put me down or made me this anxious or given me these issues has ever been able to keep me down because I have the only person I need right in front of me. Bunny, I want you as much as I need you, as much as I'm so incredibly in love with you. Every single day, I think about you nonstop. I just keep thinking about you. Ways I could make you happy. Ways I could improve our relationship and just be better. I know It's probably pointless sometimes to overthink it, right? You're probably thinking that sometimes I'm prone to that, worrying about this or that and going on and on about it. I tend to run in tangents when I get too nervous. But I want you to know, for all of my anxiety, and for as much as I'm socially inept, for as much as I have faults and things that they just never seem to go away, I've made leaps and bounds because of you. I can talk without stuttering too much when I can even look you in the eyes sometimes, and I can even kiss you, and I can even hold you. I feel so alive when we're just laying in bed like this. I feel so special with as little as just a glance from you. The feeling of your warmth against me is just, it's so comforting. When I can hear your heartbeat, when I can feel your breath on me, when I can see that you're happy to be here too, that's what makes my day, because it would be nothing if you weren't enjoying yourself. And of course I am too. No, what I mean is, you make me just as happy. I've never doubted it, not even once. But I've always resented the fact that I wasn't cooler for you. And I thought, maybe I could, with practice and trying to be an even better me. I've never liked the idea of looking up to others that way. I mean, everyone has their heroes and things they look up to, but I didn't want to be just like them. Maybe at one point I did, but yeah, I want to be me. Even with all those faults and things that I still struggle with. And it's because you've helped me understand that all this time, it wasn't me doubting myself so much as it was others around me making me think it was all about being something I wasn't. Instead, I just want to be me with you, Bunny. I wanna... Yeah, I do get easily flustered still, but I figure a moment of cool couldn't be too bad, right? I don't usually do this kind of thing, but maybe if I look into your eyes, maybe if I tell you how much I want you, maybe if I push my boundaries with all of my heart to be an even greater me, even further beyond, because I don't just want to accept it. I want to show you that I can be cool too. That I can be the man you dreamed of from the very start. And that I don't need to change and be someone else to do that. That even... Yeah. Even if anyone comes for us, I'll protect you. Just like I said before, it's just, I want to say it without a single doubt in my words. I want to say it because you mean the world to me. Bunny, baby, I couldn't be more proud of who you are, and I didn't want to get left behind. Call it a rivalry amidst the love, but yeah, no, it's not that I'm saying that I want anything to change about you. It was always self-reflection, you know? I'm sure you understand, because you're always beating yourself up too, and it's not healthy mentally, but we both do it, and therefore we both have something to work on, right? Don't worry. You're doing great. You're doing wonderful, and for what it's worth, I'm very, very happy. You know, to be dating you and stuff like that. And I don't just want to be a relationship that you had one day and not the next. What I'm saying, Bunny, is, will you be with me forever? Will you stay by my side? And never give up. I don't want to, and I won't give up on you. Not even if I was put in the worst situation, I would never stop loving you. But that doesn't mean I'm some self-sacrificing type. I wouldn't want to leave you here if there was ever a situation. I love you so much that I would always only want a situation where we could be together. I know as heroes it can be tough. We put our lives on the line every day, and the world can sometimes be terrifying. But even if it's scary, or even if I have to quit being a hero, I would do it for you. And only you. I could think of no better reason to quit doing this. To run away from it all. Even though I think that's a defeatist attitude, and I wouldn't want to, because I don't want either of us to run away from our passions, our dreams. But I guess what I'm saying, and what I want to say, is that you're my dream more than even being a hero. You're my dream even more than saving people. Saving you was the best of all. I've never felt so confident and happy in myself than this moment right here. And even if it may seem like I'm still struggling, it's only those nerves that keep getting all jumbled up, you know? Yeah, kind of like that. There's just always some way that you put it that makes me smile. Well, I mean, at least you seem to smile a lot around me too, right? That just helps me, you know, baby steps to talk about things we want, things we need, and just things in general. It doesn't ever have to be a conversation with a point, because in my opinion, it's never really mattered what we're talking about, just that we're talking. No, I didn't mean it like your words don't stick. No, they do more than anything. I mean, I remember what you said last week, let alone a month ago, a year ago. I remember it all like it was yesterday. And that's because you know, without me even saying it. But even then, I want you to hear the words. I adore you. And I want you, and I need you. And you're as important to me as living itself. And that's why I was worried that I was too clingy. Oh, I'm relieved that you feel the same way, though it half makes me wonder if we have mental issues. If we're both too obsessed and clingy for our own good, but I'm glad that somehow it works out. That somehow, that makes you feel comforted, that also makes my heart leap. Yeah, I couldn't imagine a better situation. I wanted to make sure I wasn't suffocating you, and you didn't feel trapped or something terrible like that. I can't emphasize enough how bad that would be if you ever felt trapped like that. I just don't want to mess this up. Because nothing makes me happier than looking into your eyes, even when we don't say anything. Even when it's just you knowing I'm here, and me holding you, or those times when neither of us have words to say and we just sit there on the couch and enjoy just being there together. That's what dreams are made of to me. They might be mundane dreams, but they're precious to me. More than silver or gold or any of those cliches. I prioritize time and the feelings, empathy. I can feel what you feel, even if you don't say words. I can feel how you feel. And it just makes me so happy that we can share that feeling that we do of love. And I sometimes doubt even my own words when it comes down to it. I should say I used to. I could never believe I was worthy of you, but then I realized if I kept thinking that way, I never would be. But it's not about being worthy about you, that's what I learned. Through those trials and strife that we've been through, even if it's just in living a life that wasn't in the worst straits possible, it was just the mundane things of life. The difficulties that we struck and still haven't fixed completely, that we're working on every single day. That's what adds up to being these times that we finally can just hold each other after a long day, putting everything on the line. And I can just look at you. And I can just feel you right in my arms. Yeah, I love you too. I love you so much. Stop, you'll embarrass me. I mean, I'm already as embarrassed as I can be, so I guess do your worst. Don't worry, okay, honey. You're my bunny and my honey and my lots of other things. But I'm just so happy right now. I guess I couldn't stop myself from tearing up a little. It's not something to be worried about. I'm just proud of us, you know. You too. I'm so glad because it makes me so happy when we're on the same wavelength. In fact, being misunderstood is one of my pet peeves and things that haunted me throughout growing up. I never really wanted people to misunderstand me or get into that mentality that they think that I'm trying to be something else or trying to do something else. But my communication was lacking. But with you, it feels like you read me every time. I'm glad the feelings meet you. Do you ever think to yourself and dream what might happen tomorrow or in an hour? I find myself daydreaming sometimes. Usually when I'm sleeping, it's of you too. But those are embarrassing. No, don't make me talk about those, please. Fine. It's, I'll be honest, but you have to promise that you won't think I'm some sort of degenerate or something. Well, of course, sometimes it's about what you're probably imagining, but other times it's as simple as dates and places I want to take you that I haven't gotten a chance to at all. It's things I want to do with you and stuff. Wait, you've had dreams of me too. I mean, it's all right. Because I'll make those dreams come true too. I'm not afraid to make all of them come true. I'm not afraid to make you the happiest bunny in the world. And I won't back down. You either, huh? A kiss always feels the best when we both press against each other like that. I love hearing your voice whenever you speak my name. Whenever you just speak your mind unapologetically and just say it as it is. And I live for that. Honey. I just love this. The feeling that I'm not alone anymore. You feel that too, don't you? Hey, what do you think you're doing, huh? Grabbing me and snuggling like that. It's unfair, don't you think? You're so cute, bunny. I just love you so much. You're so cute when you say that too. I don't mean that in a way that it takes away from the intensity of your words, because they are. And even if I'm probably blushing my face off right now, I can't shy away because I don't want to just be the one always getting teased. I think I'd like to tease you too. I'd like to see all the different reactions you can have, all the different things that might happen when we're like this, and all the different ways I can make you smile and feel so fulfilled and feel so, yeah, that's you. I mean, nothing's off the table. I want to be with you forever, so. Yeah, just like that. I just don't want you to think I'm not madly in love with you, that I somehow don't want you or something, because of my weakness to how cute you are. How gorgeous you are. How perfect you are to me. None of that will stop me. Not even an army of villains could get in the way when I want to hold you. When I want to kiss you. When I want to love you. When I want you more than anything. When I need to hear your voice. When I need to feel you so much. Do you want me to, baby? I love hearing you say it again, baby. I love whenever you do. I love it, but I also love cutting you off mid-sentence, because it might be a bit embarrassing, but you make me feel in ways that can't be described. They just, yeah, it's kind of like a word you can't figure out, but you know what it means. You can't quite figure out how to say it, but you feel it. The meaning of it. I mean, wouldn't you like to know? If you want to know more, then you have to make a promise with me right now. Well, since you asked so nicely, the promise would be something like maybe sometimes I get to distract you at work, or maybe other times I get to call in sick for you when I want more time, and other times. Yeah, things like that. Though that was a pretty bold statement, baby. I'm kind of impressed. Though I guess you're no stranger to usually being the one you. Never mind. Is what I might have said before, but no. I want to hear it. What do you. Really thinking. Then I guess we're thinking similarly, aren't we? I could kiss you all day and never get tired of staring into those eyes, of seeing that nose, of watching that look on your face, of seeing those lips quiver. The way that you feel so faint when I hold you. So strong yet so frail, and I can't figure which one out, where it's coming from. But I feel that same feeling. The strong, but feeling like my legs could give out at any moment. Oh, I'm glad then that we're both going through the same troubles. And I won't regret it. It won't stop no matter what. I won't even think about stopping. So don't you dare get cold feet now. Not like anything about you is cold right now. In fact, I'd say you're hotter than ever, bunny. And I feel it too. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm one to talk, right? No. You think I'm pretty hot too? I like that, bunny. I'm glad that maybe I can make your heart race in a new way today. Maybe I can make you feel in the deepest, most crazy way imaginable that I could make you. Maybe just a bit surprised, shocked, squirming, and needy. Or maybe that's just me talking about if I ate takoyaki. I can't really figure it out, though. Oh, I mean, about you'd sometimes seem so tough, and other times you seem like you. Like you're just asking for attention. Like you want all sorts of attention. And I love both sides, even when you pick on me. But don't think what comes around doesn't go around. Shall I say it again? If you'd like to know, then you have to make a promise. I haven't really decided. I just wanted to make you make a promise. Maybe it'll be something super embarrassing, or maybe something that you've always wanted. It really depends on how I'm feeling. Don't worry, bunny. What do you mean you're not worried? Now I feel like picking on you for real. Maybe I'll start like this, since you did ask for it. Just don't say I didn't warn you. Well, I haven't quite figured out what I want to do for our little promise. I did have some ideas, but she should probably start by coming real close. I love you, and as much confidence as I have, I could never not have my heart race out of my chest when I feel you this close, when I feel those little nuances of your passion, your desire. Yeah, it's kind of obvious you want me, and I want you too. So, I hope you're ready. 'Cause I won't let you go. I'll never let you go. Bunny, you're mine. Relax, Bunny. And accept your punishment. Is that some rebellion? Trying to drown me out, smother me halfway. You little. Don't look so happy about all this. I actually do. I love seeing that face. Caught between need and want. Which do you think you feel more, Bunny? Need or want from me? Because that voice sounds awfully needy, and I don't mind that one bit. You're so cute, Bunny. I'm glad I'm cute too, but cute won't stop me from being a little cool too. Seems something about you is more honest than your words. If that's what you think, then have at thee. I'll take you on, Bunny. Any way you want. Do your worst then, Bunny. And I'll do mine. I won't hold back. I love you, Bunny. I love you so much. So much, Bunny. You're the best thing ever, Bunny. And I love you so much. I love you more than I could ever feel for anyone else. And I wouldn't trade that expression, seeing it all to myself. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Bunny, what type of expression am I making right now? I could only imagine because I'm so happy and you make me feel amazing. I love you, Bunny. I love you so much. I need you, Bunny. And I want you. And I need more of you no matter what, Bunny. I love you. My bunny, all to myself. I'm glad I fell in love with you. I'm really lucky, you know. As for that promise, I think I've got an idea. Maybe you'll have to obey everything I say for a week. Unfair. Do you really think that? Or is it that you're rebelling just to rebel? Maybe we'll have to play a punishment game. And whoever loses it then has to do the week of commanding. Or of being commanded. Whichever way it ends up. I wouldn't mind it one bit. As long as I get an excuse more than even now to have time with you. To spend so much and have so many things. I need it. I need you. Bunny, I need you. And I'm so glad that I get to see all these secrets you have. Just like this. My bunny. My bunny that I love so much. You're everything I never thought I deserved. But I can say that's just in the past because I know I deserve you, bunny. And you definitely deserve me. Too, don't you think? Yeah, a little more confident, don't you think? Not trying to be overconfident, just a step in the right direction, you know. And for what it's worth, I'm really happy that we were able to always feel this safe and comfortable. Always be able to be like this. But don't you think it's over? Now is just a little break. Then we're gonna have round 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. Or however long it takes until we're able to be satisfied. Happy and feel like there's a resolution to this little promise ordeal. I told you, didn't I? I'm not gonna lose to you. And why don't I prove that right here, right now? I'll show you. I can make you feel like nobody else can. Let me show you, bunny. Let me spoil you like you always spoil me. My cute bunny. You're not allowed to give me that look, you know. I object to it, because if you give me that look, then it's perfectly fine to bully you a little, right? Because you look like you want to bully me, so, well, don't say I didn't warn you. Then I'll take my time and Get proper revenge on my bunny. Stay still. This is far from over, baby. That's it. Now you're showing your true colors. And I'm loving it. The feeling that you keep showing makes me want to kiss you more. Really? Then show me, you perv. I want to see what a naughty boy you really are. I want to see what you've got so I can maybe tease you in ways you didn't know. Like these cute nipples here. I can't help but lick on them and suck on them. I can't help but admonish how beautiful the arch of your back is. How wonderful you react when I touch you. And I haven't even gotten to eating the hors d'oeuvres yet. Maybe I'll have something even better to give you after I eat some takoyaki. I like when I can wrap my tentacles around you. When I can feel the need and throbbing in your body. When that sexy little cock twitches for me. You look so good when you're all tangled up. When you're all tied up and can barely breathe from the pleasure. Or is that just a tentacle making you feel like that? Squeezing around that midsection like that. Caressing those thighs like this. I love every second I get of teasing you for all those times you want. And maybe if I eat some snake meat too, I can put this tongue to use. Like that ass is begging for it. So you're this turned on already, and you're tasting what's so delicious. Focus on that snake tongue. Focus on that tentacle. Wrapping your body up. All those tentacles going under your clothes. Slithering over every sensitive bit of your body. But this ass is mine. Belongs to my tongue now. It belongs to you, man. I want to make you fluster to the point where you start stuttering, where you can't form words anymore. All you can think about is what I'm going to do to you next. Let me hear that sweet voice. Let me hear you say how badly you want all of my attention, all of my love. Oh, my filthy fucking thoughts. Imagine with each touch, deliberate, each desire on every inch of your body. You love that, don't you? The way your breath comes so shy, the way that you twitch and score like your life depends on it. I like this side to you too, buddy. Oh yeah. Taste of your lust gets me off so much. And of course, if you touch me that way, bunny, I'll come all over you like that. You're so cute when you can taste your own flavor on my lips. Hold still, bunny. Not like you can easily move when I'm restricting you with tentacles, right? You're so cute when you're strung up. I wanna make you come so cutely too. Until you can't hold back even a little bit. No, just relax, bunny. I'm going to make you feel in ways you could never before. It was my tongue and these tentacles, and of course, my cock spreading you open, making you know you're mine. I want to make you feel good so badly. I want to so badly. Just relax. You're so tight, bunny. So tight and so warm. Fuck. Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Oh, yeah. Does it feel good? Do I feel good holding you, rubbing these tentacles all over you, exploring your body with my hands and your insides with my throbbing cock? Bunny, look at me. I want you to see what the man of your dreams looks like when he's fucking you harder than anyone, baby. Oh. Bunny. Bunny. Look at me. You look so sexy like that, Bunny. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You're so fucking hot like this. So sexy, Bunny. I love you like this. All those different sides of you. The need in your voice. The way that you get off to me. Fucking you. Making you feel this way. I want to take my time making love to you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come with me. Yeah. Come with me, baby. Yeah. Bunny. Oh, yeah. Come with me, Bunny. Fuck. Yeah. Oh. That's it, buddy. Keep that orgasm coming. Oh, yeah. Focus on it. Focus on it for me. Yeah, yeah. Fuck. You're still touching so much. Fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. That's my buddy. When it boils down to it, you get just as lost in the moment as I do. And you look so cute while you're doing it. When you can barely keep eye contact with me, it feels like we've switched positions. How things were before, when we first met. I love making you shy. I love making you blush. I love making you mine. And I won't stop, no matter what, Bunny. Oh, yeah. You're mine, Bunny. You're mine, Bunny. That's my bunny. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, bunny. Mm-hmm.
kissing you all over, lapping you up with my tongue, cleaning you up with a tongue bath. I love you so much. Bunny. Now let me hold you and admonish you and tell you how special you really are to me. I love you so much, Bunny. I love you so, so much. Mm-hmm.